Nepsis brings you this half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast. When you invest with clarity, you have a better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation to Christ followers working in cities all over the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon as we gave Martha the afternoon off to spend the day on the beach with her sister, Diana. So hats off to them. Hope they're having a great time, as we will miss Martha on the show today. Don't send me any hate mail saying, where was Martha today? She deserved a day off. Any day where she can not have to spend the entire day with me is probably what she needs to just get rested. She needs to be able to pray for me, ladies and gentlemen, and spending every day with me, she needs a lot of prayer. All right. However you're listening to us today, just know that we have prayed for you, that something we say today would cause you to dig deeper in connecting what we talk about today with the life that you're leading and your faith that you're leading in your life. We'd like to invite you to connect with us online at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. That's how you can find out how to join the I Work For Him Nation. That's how you can find out what stations we're on all over the country. That's how you can find out how to stream with us so many different times during the day. Lots of other information out there. And if you ever miss a show, you could sign up to get a daily email that has the podcast information on it. It'll send it to you weekly, but then it'll give you all the links to all the shows that you may have missed. Just sign up at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. But thanks to all the people listening all over Tampa Bay, all over Jacksonville, the First Coast, and all over the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. You know, about 3 years ago, I got introduced to Apartment Life, a ministry that's going to blow your mind. If it hasn't already, it will blow your mind today. Why? Because it's simple. It's so simple, it blew my mind. Again, I mentioned today's current apartment living conditions, and I believe the enemy has been hard at work. Apartments used to be, you know, like close together with common space on a roof or maybe a courtyard. Yet today, when you go to an apartment complex, it's literally as many buildings smashed together as possible with no green space, barely enough parking, and like you never get to see your neighbor. They design the hallways so you don't even see people. The economic impact on the apartment communities by doing all these things? High turnover. Costly, high turnover. Well, the Jesus follower solution? Plant Jesus following couples all over these apartment complexes to create friendships and to build community by living with intentionality with their neighbors. What an idea! Churches across the country have regular attenders who are already renting somewhere, but are they living with a missional mindset? The intentionality that where they are, they have the ability to reach their community, people that will never, ever darken the doorsteps of a church. Do these people live in apartment complexes realize the high calling in their lives? I don't know. But they can impact a large amount of people without ever starting their car. Now, apartment complexes across the country have embraced Apartment Life because of its mission to build community. Why have they embraced it? Not because they care about community, although I think some of them do. Is it because of love? Is it because of relationships? Is it because of Jesus? Probably not. But for the most part, they embrace it because by building community in an apartment complex, it increases retention and improves profitability. Again, kingdom principles put in work actually pay off. Whether you're a believer or not, you can benefit from kingdom principles. You know, another great kingdom idea that comes from the biblical worldview that benefits a believer and non-believer is this whole idea of living with intentionality in your community. Are you? As Jesus followers, we have within us the answer to all the problems that our neighbors are facing. It's time we start sharing the answers. Apartment Life is one of those greatest ways to get started. And we've got with us in the studio today, we've got superhuman regional super vice president, nope, super president, regional, I can't even get it right, Sean Bailey. Sean Bailey's back with us from Apartment Life, regional president over the Southeast. And we got John Leslie in here. He's the Metro Director of the Gulf Coast of Florida. John and Sean, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, I hope you feel that way at the end, that you're still happy that we're here. All right, listen, apartment life. You know I'm passionate about apartment life. From the very first time we ever talked about it, I'm excited about what you guys are doing.
Yep.
It's simple. I mean, it's just a simple idea. It's not like this is rocket science, yet it's making a huge impact, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're at the end of last year, we were pushing on 500 communities nationwide, which is reaching about 250,000 people living in apartment communities around the world. So,
you said 500 communities. You're in 500.
500 communities. Yeah.
Well, how come it's reaching 250,000 people?
Because people continue to turn over in those communities. Each community represents anywhere from 200 to 300 up to 1,000, 1,500 units in each of those communities. So in each unit, there's 2.5 residents. So it multiplies.
Okay, so how long have you been with Apartment Life now?
8 years now.
In 8 years with Apartment Life.
Yeah.
Let's just, for everybody listening today that's never heard about Apartment Life before.
Yeah.
Let's just lay it out for them. What is Apartment Life all about?
Yeah, Apartment Life is about equipping the local church to find a way to reach to these communities. Essentially, 96% of people who live in apartments have no connection to a local church.
96% of people living in an apartment complex have no connection to a local church.
Yeah, and that's a Barna study done 20 years ago. So
it's probably even higher.
Absolutely.
But it's also noteworthy, when they did it 20 years ago, 55 to 75% of the population were involved in a church if they lived outside of an apartment complex.
Absolutely.
Now that number is significantly smaller.
Yeah, it's like 40%, I think, in neighborhoods now in Florida, in the state of Florida.
Yeah, and Florida's got some lower numbers. I mean, it's not
right.
Like we're the South.
Okay, right.
So if 96% of the people are not connected to a local community, local church body, and we're talking a Four Walls church body,
right.
So how does Apartment Life solve this issue? How does it address this issue? Let's talk about some of the details.
Yeah, so essentially, if the local church really is the hope of the world, as Jesus called us to be, right, then we have all the resources. We have marriage counseling. We have mentorship. We have just the love of Christ that we begin to share with people. The problem is there's no way to get that into those communities because they're gated or they have fair housing law or other rules that would kind of keep the church away from being able to be a part of that. And so essentially Apartment Life has created this organization built on a plan created by a local pastor who saw a community of 2,000 people across the street from his church in Euless, Texas, and said, how do we get there? Is there a way for us to get there? And basically the manager was like, well, as a church, no. There's really not a way you can do it because if I allow the church in here, then I have to allow the Mormons in here and everybody else. So that's fair housing, essentially. And so he came up with this idea of a business model and said, went out to some of the church members and said, hey, do you work in the apartment industry? Tell me about that. What does that look like? And they said, well, our biggest problem, like you said, is retention. Right. How do we keep people there?
And let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about the business side of this, because a lot of people listening going, I don't get it.
Right.
But retention is a huge deal. When you first lease an apartment to somebody, there's a lot of upfront costs.
Right.
You've got advertising costs. You've got prepping the apartment costs for a new renter. It costs a lot of money, and people have a lot of overhead associated with every apartment.
Yep.
So that first year, they really don't make much money on that first year.
Yep.
But when they get somebody to stay the second year, they don't incur all those costs again.
Correct.
That's where the profitability comes in.
Yeah, actually, at the turn of a resident moving out is what they call at the turn. Essentially, $4,500 in the state of Florida is the average cost for a resident moving out.
And there's probably not that kind of profitability in that first year of the rental.
Right. I mean, that's at least half of what your profit probably would have been, somewhere around there. And so essentially, you're looking at, well, here's the deal. Half of that's out the door. If this guy moves out at 12 months when the new renewal comes up, well, what's the thing that's going to keep them there? Well, when they did all the studies, they figured out it's actually friendships. If this person knows four other people in this community, their likelihood to renew goes from 26% up to 60%.
So say it again. So if they've got friends.
If they've got at least four friends in that community, their likelihood to renew doubles. And so essentially, friendship was the only factor that came into this guy's mind. It's not about, you know, oh, is this place giving me a free TV? It's that, am I going to be able to hang out with Joe and Susan, who we usually go out on Friday nights and have dinner with, things like that. Those are the people that I want to keep around in my life. Therefore, I'm going to stay in this community, even if the cost of living goes up.
And then a lot of times people live in apartment complexes, continue to live in apartment complexes. So this is that's the way they live.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to move from one apartment complex to another.
That's right.
And that's really what their options are.
Absolutely.
And so if they've got community, if they've got friends, they're likely not to move. So this has got a mission. to it. I mean, that's right. What's really cool. We've got a lot of people listening today, and that's why I want you to stay tuned because there's so many details. We need you guys. If you're already living in an apartment complex, I want you to stay tuned because we come back, we're going to get into detail on we need teams in apartment complexes all over Tampa Bay, all over the first coast of Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Folkestone, Georgia, and all over. Are you guys up in Norfolk, Chesapeake? I know I said around Norfolk. Chesapeake, Virginia Beach. Are you guys up there?
Yeah, we're growing in Virginia right now. We started off on the coast area, and we're heading south in that way as well.
But so. We're in the Hampton Roads area. That is the coast. Absolutely. That's a great. Okay.
We have a new community there.
So on the break, check it out online, apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. If you're already living in an apartment, why not move into one of these communities or work with Apartment Life to move into one of these communities where you can build community and start really living with intentionality in your home life? And maybe you're just contemplating that second phase of life, retirement. This would be a great place for you actually looking at where I live, living with intentionality. Apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. When we come back, we'll even let John Leslie talk. Don't go away.
Hey, wait. Don't turn to another station. I've got a challenge for you. This is Jim Brangenberg, and I want to talk to you about the I Work For Him Nation. I know you already want to be part of something big in your workplace, so why don't you join the I Work For Him Nation today? Watch your very workplace transform before your eyes as you are transformed too. When we recognize that our workplace is our place of mission, it's a paradigm shift of our minds. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Put your faith on notice at work. Join the I Work For Him Nation now.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
My wife, Kathy, often processes her thoughts verbally. When we were first married, Kathy would get excited about something she wanted to buy and talk as if she was going to take action that instant. As the one managing the budget, this caused great anxiety for me until I finally realized that Kathy was only thinking out loud. In business, bosses sometimes think out loud or speak words that have a much greater impact on their team members than what they might realize. James 3:5 teaches, "The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boast. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark." Being mindful of how your words may be received by others is important for a boss to remember.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit Think Utility Services.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we're talking apartment life. Are you living in an apartment? Are you living with intentionality? We've got Sean Bailey here. He is the regional president for Apartment Life down here in the Southeast, but he can help connect you to wherever you are listening in the show. You got people listening all over the country and all around the world. Are you guys outside of the country yet?
Yeah, so we actually just went to Canada for a little exploratory.
I told you the rules, Sean Bailey. If you say the word Canada on the show, you have to say A afterwards.
Yeah.
And if you say anything about Wisconsin, you always have to talk about cheeseheads. It's just part of the deal.
Don't you know? Is that?
Don't you know? That's more southwestern Minnesota.
Don't you know? Gotcha.
And that's that kind of thing, you know.
Thank you. Yeah. Education. Thank
you. Educational. Yeah. We'll get you some education there in the southwestern part of Minnesota. Yes. That's right.
So, yeah, we went up to Canada looking for 3 properties, walked away with 10. So, God is doing something cool up there. Edmonton is where actually we first started, and I think there's a few other, like Vancouver, places like that are going to come up soon.
Those are some beautiful cities.
Be amazing.
Those are fantastic cities out there.
And God's doing something cool up there. That's the best part.
All right, so we're going to go through the details of apartment life, but if you're tuning in and you live in a multifamily community, an apartment community, you're already used to this. Imagine if you had an organization coming behind you to help train you on how to build community with your neighbors. Now, does it benefit the apartment complex? Absolutely. That's part of the deal. It has a kingdom benefit. And as we are living on our faith, no matter where we are, if we are letting Jesus live through us, no matter what our work is, People around us should benefit, whether they're believers or not. That's the whole idea behind the kingdom. Now, John Leslie, you're the Metro Director for the Gulf Coast. So that means you cover the Gulf Coast of Florida from where to where?
Tallahassee to Naples.
That's a big coast. Did you know that there's no coast in Tallahassee, though, just in case you're wondering?
That's true, but we call it the North End, so.
It is the North End, but it's like the dead end. Oh, because it's got a bunch of politicians in it. Okay, all right. Anyway, okay, sorry. Uh-oh. Step
we,
off that.
We digress.
Yeah, now we digressed. People are going to be calling up. How come the phones are lighting up? Okay. Seriously, talk to me about why. How long have you been with Apartment Life now?
4 years.
4 years. What have you seen? So before that, what did you do?
I've been in church startups for the last 20 years.
Church plants?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it seems like a natural fit almost for what you're doing.
It really was. And I found Apartment Life when I was starting to work with a church startup team in downtown Tampa.
So when you look at Apartment Life, you're not starting churches on apartment complexes, right?
This is true. But
we you're building
are
community.
Living in community, and we are embedding ourselves in that community. We're sharing the love of Jesus in practical ways. It really looks more like the book of Acts than it does what we do in church startups today.
Well, that's exactly my point. I want to let's just do a little history, okay? Because if we read our Bibles, and I do, and everybody listening should be reading their Bibles, if you read the book of Acts, you'll find out that people living out their faith, no matter what they did, absolutely overturned the Roman Empire in a period of 300 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, if you look at Jeremiah 29:11, where everybody wants to go to about God's plans for us, just before that, he talks about exile. He talks about going into these cities where they were not known and making themselves known for what? For serving that city, for taking care of those people, for being in the middle of it. And then he says, and if you do this, you too will prosper from that. That's exactly what we're called to do.
Well, I mean, and the Israelites, when they get sentenced to Babylon for being naughty, they were told to go and plant and to plan for their children and their grandchildren, and they were told to be a blessing to Babylon.
That's right.
And that's the same thing. We are called, as Jesus followers, to be a blessing to everybody around us.
Yep.
Yet we seem to forget that. We just tend to surround ourselves with a whole bunch of Christians. But going back to this, the overturning of the Roman Empire, I mean, the Jesus followers' lives were so compelling from AD 33 to AD 300, that Constantine said everybody should be a Jesus follower. This is a no-brainer. Mm. And then we created religion and started screwing things up. That's what you're talking about doing here, John. Absolutely. Leslie. You're talking about people living out their faith for Jesus and their lives being so compelling that they're attracting people to them through friendships, through a building community. What does that look like? I mean, you 4 years, what have you seen happen? Give us one example, a great story.
Well, my wife and I were a team in downtown Tampa for about 3.5 years. And through the sponsoring of events and activities on site, through the welcome visits, through the renewal visits, we're getting to know people. We're getting to share life with them. We were able to help a young couple find their way into marriage, you know, who were living together and be a part of their lives and still a part of their lives as they've moved on into other parts of the country with his military work. We were able to be with people when they lost pets. I mean, pets are like people's children in many of our downtown communities, and just being able to be there to console them and work with them when they go through some tough
Sometimes
times.
Sometimes pets can be even noisier, though, than children.
No, that's true.
And as expensive.
And equally as expensive, absolutely. Okay, so, Sean Bailey, when you get, we got a lot of people listening,
yeah,
and they're thinking, all right, I already live in an apartment. How could I get involved? I mean, if I wanted to start living with intentionality, even in my own community, how do I even find out if Apartment Life's in my community? Or maybe is there a community where I can move into where I could be one of those, a team going on there? How do people find out details about what is it, how they get involved with Apartment Life?
Yeah, so apartmentlife.org is our national website. You can
apartmentlife.org.
go on there. Yep, you can actually drill down and see in every individual community where active teams already are. The cool thing about, like, let's say if you're thinking about being a team, you can go on and just say, I want some quick information about it. And you can then get forwarded to somebody like John Leslie, who's the Metro Director of this area. And John can go, you know what? Why don't you come over and shadow this team? We got a team that's doing events. Our teams, on average, do 2 to 3 events a month inside of their communities. They do welcome visits, and they love on their neighbors in different ways. Why don't you come and shadow and be a part of that and see what that exactly looks like? Now, if you just want to try this out, you don't want to be a part of Apartment Life, then go to the dollar store. Come up with some dollar gifts that look nice with some, you know, cellophane wrapping or something like that and a little bow on it. And just go to your next-door neighbor and say, hey, I've never met you before. I'm just going around and blessing our, you know, make it Valentine's, right? It's the month of Valentine's. So go drop them off something nice, something sweet. Just get to know who your neighbors are and start that way.
It's amazing. We had that conversation this weekend on the marriage retreat cruise. We asked people, do you know your neighbors?
Yeah.
Like just the ones across the street, next door, and the one behind you.
Yeah.
How many people said, yes, I know all of them? That's exactly what it was, crickets. Yeah. Yeah. And yet, we're talking about four couples or four people. And as Jesus followers, we should be the light in the community. Yeah. Whether that community is an apartment complex, a condo complex, a homeowners association, or a rural area, we've got the ability to reach out. And Martha bought one of those dishes. I don't know if you've seen it. Ginger might have seen one of these. It's like a sharing plate. Mm. You put cookies on it, and you share it, and you sign the bottom. And you say, I'm giving you these cookies. When you're done with the cookies, please put something edible on it and give it to somebody else.
Right.
And you start passing this around. Just simple ideas like that. We do potlucks on our neighborhood all the time.
Yeah. There was an amazing story on CBS recently about a woman whose mother passed away and her father was a woodworker. And they created this table that's now become the community table. She basically put it on the vacant piece of land that was next door to their house that nobody was using in their neighborhood. And she said, you know what? My mom was a person who gave her life for others. I want to learn how to do that myself. And all she did was on Friday night, she would set the table and everybody would bring food. And so now it's a natural occurrence that's happening in their community. And she's a great neighbor because of that. And she gets to share her faith because she loves these people well.
Yeah, and just sometimes sharing the faith starts with just praying over the meal. I mean, in our neighborhood, we got people from all kinds of nations, and it's cool. So I want to get back to John Leslie because he's gone. Am I ever going to get a chance to talk on the show today? We're talking with Sean Bailey and John Leslie from Apartment Life. Apartmentlife.org. Apartmentlife.org. If you want to learn to live with intentionality, Apartment Life can train you on how to do that within an apartment complex. If you're already living in a complex somewhere, they don't use the word complex anymore, do they?
Community.
Yeah, that's just like they don't call them assisted living facilities anymore. They're assisted living communities.
That's right.
They just, like, words really matter.
People live there. Makes
people live there. Yes, it does. I'm going to step away from that soapbox without getting on it. Okay. So if you already live in an apartment community, why not live with intentionality? Let's just say that somebody already lives in an apartment community. Can they bring Apartment Life with them, John Leslie? If they go through your process, you approve them, can they bring it into their complex?
We'd have to have that conversation with the management company on site, and they would more than likely have to have that conversation with the owners or the owner group that owns the place. But the potential is there, and we're having those conversations every day and would welcome another one. So
you told me something extremely disturbing, that you guys forgot that we were on the air in Jacksonville in the First Coast. Mm. And you guys had three complexes up there that were looking for, I use the word, three communities up there that were looking for Apartment Life teams.
Yeah.
And you didn't end up getting the teams that you needed to move into these three communities.
Yeah. So we lost the communities at least for this budget season, where they had to utilize that money. It's a budget, right? So it's got to go somewhere else, essentially. And they had set that money aside for having an Apartment Life team in each of those communities. And had to restructure because we couldn't find teams. And that's, to be honest, there's plenty of harvest, but the workers are few, right?
So what does a team look like, though, Sean? So we're talking to the Jacksonville audience right now, but yet you've got opportunities right here on the Gulf Coast, right, John Leslie?
Naples, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Tallahassee, all open up right now.
Okay, it's Lakeland. So we got people listening on FM 102.1. They can contact you, apartmentlife.org, and find out about what's opportunity there in Lakeland. So all over Tampa Bay, you've already got everything you've got. You don't need anything else.
You know,
all
the
apartment complexes have Apartment Life on them?
No. But all the open communities have Apartment Life teams in them.
All right. So what does it mean to be a team, Sean Bailey?
Yeah. So essentially a team is a couple or an individual who just wants to live out, you know, what God has called them to do in their community and basically serve with about 10 to 15 hours a week. They have a day job. This doesn't take over their day job. It's what they do in the nights and weekends, and it's really how they begin to live out their life.
We're talking one person, two people, two different apartment. I mean, two different couples. I mean, how many people are you talking about?
Well, in each community, it's usually an average of two people. Some communities are smaller. They just need one individual that does it, and the goal is really for them to start working with their friends, their community group, and other people, and use them as volunteers to help out.
When we come back, we're going to hear a testimonial from one of those teammates. You listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him, talking about Apartment Life.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Work as Worship One Day Retreat is coming to Jacksonville on February 22nd. Join thousands of Christian business professionals from around the world for this one-day live stream event hosted by Co-Passion. Hear from Francis Chan, Megan Alexander, Hobby Lobby's own Steve Green, and others about connecting your faith and work. The Work is Worship Retreat live stream event is being held at Eastside Community Church on Beach Boulevard, next to Pablo Creek Library. Doors open at 8 a.m. Tickets are on sale now and only $30. Visit workasworshipretreat.org and register to attend. Invite those you work alongside and build your team stronger. Go to workasworshipretreat.org. That's workasworshipretreat.org. And purchase your tickets today. I Work For Him is brought to you in part by Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, a company that allows you to own your own business while honoring and glorifying God. Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is a faith-based company providing franchise opportunities in Jacksonville and teaches you everything you need to know about commercial cleaning and how to build your own franchise. You can find more information about being your own boss in this faith-based business at OfficePrideFranchise.com.
SRN News, I'm Val Dior. House Democrats plan to file a resolution Friday aimed at blocking President Trump's declaration of an emergency at the southwest border. That could set up a vote by the full House by mid-March, if not sooner. Passage by the Democratic-run House seems likely. The measure would then move to the Republican-controlled Senate, where there may be enough GOP defections for approval, but Trump has promised to veto the measure. The Chicago Police Department is now officially declaring actor Jussie Smollett a suspect for filing that false police report for claiming he was attacked by two white Trump supporters in Chicago last month. Meanwhile, Fox says the Empire actor continues to be a consummate professional on set and has reiterated that he's not being written out of the show, following reports that Smollett's role on the show was being slashed. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 63 to 25,954, NASDAQ up 2, S&P closed up 5. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
That's right, you just heard Martha's voice, but she's not in studio today. She's laying on the beach with her sister Diana, taking a day off from the radio. Somebody's got to work. So I'm in here today with Sean Bailey and John Leslie from Apartment Life. ApartmentLife.org, ApartmentLife.org. If you want to learn to live with intentionality in your apartment community, or you want to move into one with intentionality, you want to be a missionary to your apartment community, Apartment Life is something you should check out online. ApartmentLife.org, ApartmentLife.org. Now, we got John Leslie, as I mentioned. He's the Metro Director of the Gulf Coast, which technically goes from an area that doesn't have Gulf Coast, Tallahassee, all the way to Naples, which does have Gulf Coast. John Leslie, you've got somebody joining us on the air right now that's got a little story to tell. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Yeah, Shad is one of our teammates, team members up in Citrus Park area north of Tampa. And he actually came to Citrus Park to start a new church. And he heard about Apartment Life and said, wow, what a great fit for me and my family to come in. So,
Shad Payton, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. I just want to hear some of your story. John, you're going to ask him the questions, but I may just ask some other questions. We sure want to hear your story, Shad. So, John, you go ahead and ask the questions.
Yeah. So, Shad, I guess I'd start with just saying what drew you to apartment life?
Yeah, so great question. We were actually at a church planning conference in Birmingham, Alabama, and we were kind of in the process of finding out when we were moving to Florida, you know, this dream in our hearts to plant a church, and we came across a couple that was actually in the pipeline looking to be a part of apartment life, and just through a strategic conversation, they mentioned the program to us, and we hopped on the website. And it really aligned with our values and the mission that we had as church planners to come into a community and share the gospel. So we just filled out that online submission form, and the process was started from there. So it was just a strategic conversation that got the ball rolling.
Now, Shad, I'm just going to jump in here because isn't it true? The apartment complexes, they're not interested in you starting up a church. They're interested in you building community, because community builds, it increases retention, and increased retention increases profitability. But you actually, because of building the community, you benefit the apartment complex, but you also benefit people, and then you get to engage them in conversations. Isn't that really the way it works?
Yeah, it sure does. We get to come in, and we're reinforced by the management team to host events. And who's better at hosting an event than church people? So we come in and we throw a couple community
events. Well, for sure, if there's food involved.
That's right. Oh, man. You know it. We got our vendors list. So we get to come in and do that, and we get to partner with the management team to build the community life, to build their retention. And through that, we get to meet a lot of incredible people. So it's one of those situations where we don't know everybody in our apartment complex, but everybody knows us because they come to our events. So we get to kind of have a presence in the community, which then just really helps us with what we do, but helps build the community presence within our apartment.
That's awesome, Shad. Hey, so tell me, you mentioned events. What all do you do there as a team on site?
Yeah, so we do a variety of different events. Right now in our community, they ask us to do two events a month, and we do everything from family events to seasonal celebrations. We just had Valentine's party that we threw. We had a vendor come in that did a chocolate fountain. So on the 13th of February, we had an early date night on us for everybody to come in and get some chocolate and enjoy the night with their boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, whatever, or just bring their kids in and have fun. Other events we've done are like family movie nights, where we utilize the theater room inside of the clubhouse, and we get popcorn, gourmet popcorn bars spread out with all the different toppings, bring everybody in, and let everybody just enjoy mingling, meeting new people, and using what they already have in incredible amenities at the clubhouse.
All right, so you mentioned all kinds of unhealthy foods, so gourmet popcorn and chocolate fountains. Do you ever serve vegetables? I mean, come on, is you got something against vegetables or what?
You know what? We do have something against vegetables. We actually pray all the calories out every time we host an event. So,
how big is the apartment community that you live within?
Oh, man, we have a couple thousand people within our community. We have a garden style, so everybody's pretty spread out. But at our events, we've had everywhere from lower end in the beginning, about 50 residents come out to our events, to well over 200 people show up at an event in the clubhouse. So we've got quite a few residents.
That's pretty impressive.
That is great. And Shad, obviously these opportunities are giving you a chance to get to know people and get to impact their lives. Do you have an impact story that you can share with us that just led you to a spiritual conversation?
Absolutely. So one of my favorite events that we do pretty regularly is our Breakfast on the Go, where we once again get some healthy Chick-fil-A chicken minis, and we just serve everybody at the exit gates as they leave. And it's been a great event because I get to have a point of contact with almost every person. They get to see a smiling, waving, and who doesn't like a chicken mini in the morning? So that kind of got my face out there a little bit.
You asked a tough question. Who doesn't like a chicken mini? If you find somebody who doesn't like one, they're not worth knowing.
That's right.
Because seriously, that's like heavenly food.
All right. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Through that, I actually got to meet a lady 2 months later after that event. She had swung by, taken her kid to school, got loaded with chicken minis. She met my wife, had a strategic conversation there where my wife let her know that we host the events. And she said, "Was that your husband at the gate that morning?" And she told my wife that she was having a rough morning. They were getting out late and she couldn't feed her daughter as they were going to school. And that blessed her that day. Well, she asked why we do it. Bingo. So my wife said, you know, we partner with the community. And she said, but we're Christians, and we just want to be a blessing to you and to your family. This led to this this woman engaging in greater conversation with my wife, to the point now where she's attending our startup party for our church that's launching this September, this Sunday. She's actually coming out to be a part of a vision weekend for our church.
So, Shad, let me just ask this question. You and your wife have been married how long?
We'll be 11 years this November.
Can you ever imagine just like bailing out on the apartment community and moving into suburbia?
Right? No. No.
Because living where you're living, you're seeing true community being driven by your faith in a way that, can you ever imagine that happening in suburbia?
Yeah, no, it's unique because it's layered community here. Everybody is within an arm's throw of each other. And because of it, we're able to, like I said, have a presence among so many people that if we weren't doing this or in a tight-knit community like this, we would never have the opportunity to let our voice, let our presence have a voice into the lives of this many people. So, no, I couldn't imagine it.
All right, we're talking about apartment life today on the air with Sean Bailey, John Leslie. We got Shad. He's on location in West Chase in Florida. That's what you said, right? West Chase area. Okay. Check him out online, apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. Shad, just describe for a minute. We got lots of people listening all over the country, the east coast of the country, that are going, apartment life, that sounds like a really cool missional organization where I can live with intentionality where I live. Who do you think would be a perfect person or a couple for this ministry?
Yeah, I think if you're a person that, you know, your values align with the fact that you love people, that you have a heart to serve, and you're able to be that second mile person. I think if you're a first mile person, it may not work, but if you're a second mile person and that you're willing to go the distance for somebody that you might not even know that well, but you can see that your faith can make a great difference in their lives. You have some flexibility. You know, if you're able to say, hey, we can get out of the place that we're in and move into an apartment that needs a couple like us, I think it's a great opportunity for you. And if you're exciting, if you love community, and if you're able to throw some good events and just be that outgoing person, I think it would be an incredible opportunity for you to come in and watch your faith make a difference in a place where nobody else, it's untapped market.
What I love about the fact, Shad, is that you are not excited about this at all.
Right? No, we try to keep the energy level as low as possible.
Now, do you and your bride have any kids?
We have two daughters.
So you have two daughters.
A 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And they're involved in this, too. I bet they're kind of like the subversives. They're working the kids while you're working the adults, right? I mean, that's how this works, right?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Our family events are wonderful. But then a part of what we do is we go meet every new person that moves into the community. And I know I'm on the line, so you can't see. I'm 6'5", 300 pounds, so I'm a large guy. And so to break the ice, when I go meet new people who have moved in, I bring my 7-year-old with me, and I have her stand at the door, and I knock. They see her and open up the door. So we kind of do it together. It helps break the ice and allows people to know I'm not just this big, scary guy. We're family people, and this is my daughter. So she loves to come do the new visits with me when we get them.
Sean Bailey, you got any questions for Shad?
No, man. I just want to say thank you, actually, man. I'm over here sitting like a proud papa, to be honest with you, because Shad was hired and brought on by John, and John was hired and brought on by me, and I'm 8 years removed from really...
So more like a proud grandpa.
You're a proud grandpa. Thank you.
Second,
you.
Second generation. That's right.
But no, John, it's just awesome, man. And I think for anybody that's out there, Shad, I just... what would you say, I mean, when you come home at night and you've had a hard day of work and everything, because you have a day job, you have other things going on with this, what's the thing that you just go to bed resting and thanking the Lord for letting you be a part of this for? What are the things that stand out to you?
Yeah, I think, man, for us at the end of the day, our currency is relationships. That's the way we operate. And when at the end of the day you get to come home, especially in the context of what we do, and you get to roll through and the people in the hallway see you, they recognize you, and they thank you for what you do, I think you get to hang your hat up at the end of the night knowing that you made a difference in somebody's lives. And a lot of this is long term. You're not going to see it maybe instantaneously, but the conversations like my wife had with this woman who now her daughter is friends with my daughter, we get to hang our hat knowing that person texts us now when they're in need, and we're able to insert our lives into their story and make a difference. So I think relationships are our currency, and we get to know at the end of the day we spent what we had.
Well, and it's, Shad, it's not just like you're impacting the people that you interact with. It's impacting you and your bride and your family at the same time, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's great because I get to watch my kids learn and see firsthand what it looks like to be missional and to get outside of your comfort zone to make a difference in others' lives. So it truly blesses us.
Shad, thanks for calling in today and giving us your apartment life story. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shad. I appreciate it. All right, Sean Bailey, that's amazing. Apartmentlife.org, as you look at the level of intentionality that Shad and his wife are living in, that's just one example of, you're in how many communities across the country?
Well, 500 nationwide, 40 in Florida. Right,
okay.
Now. We just launched South Florida and these other markets.
So as people are listening to the show today, as we talk about apartment life, you know, people are going, but Jim, this is faith and work. I'm like, absolutely. This is a job. Living with intentionality in your neighborhood, that's something we should all be doing.
Yeah.
People, who are you looking for? Just tell people you're looking for people in Jacksonville. You look everywhere we broadcast, you're looking for people.
Absolutely.
All over the country on the podcast.
Just like Shad said, if you've got that extra currency of relationship you want to spend in your life, this is a way to do that.
Or you can create some margins so you can
absolutely
do this.
Absolutely.
I mean, the benefits are eternal.
That's right. My kids don't go to 40 events every single week. They go to a couple, and we use those relationship times to be more beneficial for the kingdom.
All right. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg, as we talk apartment life. Check it out online, apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. When we come back, more stories of how people are being impacted by living with an intentionality in an apartment community near you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
Do you call sin, sin, and hell, hell? Researchers found that the scarier the name of a virus, the more likely people are to fret about it and in turn do something to prevent it. We're actually less likely to be concerned about the horse flu than a much more ominous sounding Yarraman or H11N3 influenza, even though they're all three stand-ins for the same fake disease. So, when we don't call sin, sin, and we don't call hell, hell, because we don't want to scare people, our choice of tempered language may also keep them from seeking the help they desperately need. Jesus was not afraid to use words and stories that literally cut people to the heart. Not because he wanted to scare people, but because he was genuinely concerned about the realities of sin and death. So, what words do you need to recover in order that people will take the threat of sin seriously? Will you call sin, sin, and hell, hell?
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. What a phenomenally fast conversation today about apartment life. If you're just tuning in right now, thank you for tuning in. If you're wondering where Martha is, I gave her the day off. She's at the beach with her sister Diana today. Giving her Martha loves the sunshine, and she needed it today with her big sister. So anyway, we're talking apartment life. And if you're just tuning in now, you need to listen to the whole show. Perhaps you're living in an apartment community right now, and you have always felt called to missions. Well, here's a way for you to live out missions right here where you live, wherever that may be here in the States. Apartment Life is in over 500 communities right now, and they've got expansion room. And if you want to be one of their teams in an apartment community, go out to apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. That's where you find out whether you can be a team member. And if you want to know what it's really like, you just got to listen to the last segment of the show. So you have to listen to the whole podcast. Go out there. It'll be out there in the next 24, 48 hours. Or you can listen to us as we stream all day today, because Shad just shared his story, and it was amazing, Sean Bailey. Mm-hmm. You talk about a man who's a little excited about his mission, and that's just where he lives.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard somebody talk about an apartment like that before?
Never.
That's right. And it's crazy because in society, we have taken this this idea of apartments, it's that temporary place. Well, that's changing, right? Most people don't want to get into the headache of home ownership again, right? They're kind of stepping away from that. And as those trends begin to change, we're seeing more apartments go up. I mean, right now, I think there's by 2020, there's like a need for over 600,000 more apartments in the state of Florida. In Florida alone. That's a big deal.
That's not going to be the same in every state because people are moving here. Like there's 2,000 or 3,000 people moving here every day.
Right.
It's a crazy thing.
Absolutely. But I mean, as those city centers continue to grow, they're not looking for homes. They're looking for a different way to live in that. And what's cool though is what you heard in Shad's voice is when you talk to somebody who says, "Hey, I'm going home," they're usually saying, "I'm going to a suburban community." They're not saying, "I'm going to my apartment." And Shad says, "I'm going home. This is where my home is." It's because it's no longer an apartment in his mind.
Right.
And that sociological disconnect means something.
So speak to our audiences in Jacksonville, the First Coast, St. Augustine, Folkestone, Georgia, and then speak to our Hampton Roads audience. What kind of people are you looking for? Because you can find apartment complexes to match them up to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or, excuse me, apartment communities. I'll get
Thank
it
you.
Done by the end of the show.
You got it.
Maybe, maybe not. Who are you looking for? Just tell, I mean, talk to those audiences because you've got opportunities. You had missed opportunities in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's unmiss them.
Yeah. So essentially, if you are a person who has really got just a fire to love people well, or you're a person who does event planning well, or you and your spouse, like you have that great combination of one of you is very administratively strong. The other person is really outwardly just, I want to be, shaking everybody's hand and high-fiving everybody in the community. We need folks like that. And really, we need folks that, there's a maturity to you, like Chad was saying about that currency of life and making sure that you're spending it the right way. If you have 100 things going on, one more thing is going to make your life better. Actually, letting go of some of those other things and then choosing to do something that is more thoughtful with your life, that's really what it is. And essentially, we're looking for a 2-year commitment on average. We're not looking for you to be here for 3 to 6 months or so. This is 2 years. We want you to be the regular thing that is in that community. And then you need at least 10 to 15 hours a week worth of time where you're maybe 1 week you're just spending a lot of time checking in on what are the nearby vendors? Like what's the newest restaurant nearby that everybody wants to try? And you're going to throw a party with that chef from that restaurant who's going to come into your community or just come up with cool ideas like that. If you love...
Do you guys help people with those ideas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have 500 teams nationwide, right? So... If you love Pinterest, we have Pinterest boards for that. If you're a person that goes on and what's the Pinterest fail Netflix show that's out there right now?
I have no idea because it would be the last thing on my list.
Right, right. So essentially there's a show that everybody tries to do Pinterest and
the only thing people are talking about right now is if it sparks joy.
If it sparks joy.
Marie Kondo. That's the only thing people are talking about right now. Is Ginger not talking about Marie Kondo?
No.
It doesn't spark joy?
Marie Kondo.
Oh, seriously?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Is that Sean Bailey? I am actually more advanced than Sean Bailey, and he's younger than me. Okay. So you've got opportunity. You don't have any right now communities in Jacksonville, St. Augustine that are looking for teams, but you could get them if there's people listening to the show today that want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one, we need teams. And then also, you might be out there as a business professional who works as an attorney and knows people in multifamily and other places. We need both of those. The reality is if there's some place, like your show, right, where you want to live out what God has called you to do in your workplace,
right,
there's a way for you to do that. I mean, we talked earlier about a vendor that is a great sponsor of your show here.
And they have Utility Services.
That's right. And they have great relationships inside of this industry as well that we work. We just need people to say, hey, here's the deal. There's an organization out there. They're a nonprofit. They do this because they want to serve people well. Oh, and it also provides a value to you financially. So, yeah, we need teams that are out there in every city in the state of Florida as we're booming. South Florida is exploding as well. I mean, we really need to see teams continue to fill the pipeline because through that, the awareness in that community is going to raise and properties are going to open because of it.
So, obviously, in South Florida, you're looking for bilingual teams at a minimum.
Yeah, and we want to strategically place teams that fit the culture of those communities because that's what's going to make it a long-term fit, right? I mean, you have communities that specifically in Tampa that, you know, come around maybe a Cuban culture or things like that. We have one community back in the day in Tampa where it was next to USF campus, and it was like 80% Saudi Arabian men that lived in that community because they all came from Saudi Arabia to go to school at USF. Well, who do we need there? We need somebody that can speak their language, somebody that can love on them well and take care of that community. It's just fitting the people with the community and the culture they love.
I love that. Apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. Check it out. This is an exciting ministry that we talk about it all across the country all the time. John Leslie, you are the Metro Director of the Gulf Coast, which goes from Tallahassee to Naples, which we're going to have to talk about the title because I just don't. Can we just change it to Director of the Gulf Coast or something? Mini Director or something. John Leslie, you've got opportunities in Lakeland, Florida, where we broadcast at FM 102.1. So we are surrounded. We've got all of Lakeland covered right now. We got lots of friends from Integrity Business Referrals that are there that are hitting lots of businesses over there. Who are you looking for in Lakeland right now? What kind of teammates are you looking for?
I've got a community over there with 350 units. That means it's going to be a team, not an individual because of the size.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a married couple either. We've got guy teams.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. It could be a girl team. Could be a guy team. Somebody with the gift of hospitality. Somebody that is socially warm and outgoing, who knows how to draw people in so that they feel comfortable and excited about living where they're at. Somebody who's not afraid to share their faith and who looks for those opportunities through relationship to be intentional about sharing their faith.
You just said somebody's not afraid to share their faith. But if they're maybe just a little reserved about it, you can help them with that, right?
Absolutely. We have a full-fledged training program that takes us through both sides of the equation of what we do.
So you need willing people willing to live with intentionality in a community, and you can help them take it to the next level.
Absolutely.
They don't have to have it all figured out already.
Nope.
Apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. So in Lakeland right now, you're looking for a team.
Yes.
Either a couple of guys willing to live with intentionality in an apartment community, a couple of ladies willing to live with intentionality, or a couple, a married couple.
Yes.
That's the way it's got to be.
Right.
Wanting to live with intentionality in Lakeland. Absolutely. If they want that, how do they contact you?
I refer to the website, apartmentlife.org. There's the drop-down menu and a quick application to get the process going. There's a follow-up phone interview that they would be taken through. There'd be a face-to-face interview with myself, and then finally a placement interview with the manager of that property.
Sean Bailey, a couple of questions for you. Okay, we have a ton. I mean, this is Florida. So people in Florida either, for the most part, either live in an apartment community, a condo community, or a homeowners association.
That's right.
There's a few people that live outside of those, but for the most part, somebody's trying to control their lives somewhere in Florida. I mean,
everybody's got a piece of the pie. It's
seriously, and a fee for it.
Right.
You don't have a program for condos. For condo complexes or homeowners associations. Yet this concept can work. That's not where you're sending teens, but we could. I know I did this to you a couple of years ago on there. Like, can we get condo life, association life? I mean, how can people learn to live with intentionality in their communities?
Well, first of all, we're working on it.
Are you?
That's the big thing. Yeah.
But if they do it, then I want to make sure they knew that they heard it first.
That's right. We had a team in South Florida, actually, that had to leave the pipeline because they got a great deal in a place that they wanted to live with friends and in that area. And she said, can I go start condo life? I said, move in, get yourself settled, and then let's talk about it. So we're going to try. We're going to see how we can kind of make that happen. But the reality is in that scenario, they have to own the property. That's why it's harder.
Well, I know it's harder.
If you're just a person living out in your neighborhood.
But they're already there.
Yeah.
They're bought in.
Exactly. If you're already there and you're just looking for a way to do this. Because most people ask us, like, why do you have an organization that does this? It's like, you just have a company that helps Christians do what Christians should already do.
Oh.
Right.
Wow. Like, did you see that 2x4 coming up? What'd you just say? Say it again, Sean Bailey.
Right. And you have an organization that tells Christians how to do what God has already called them to go ahead and do, right? It seems obvious, but the reality is there's a disconnect for us in how we need to be living this out and things. And because of the barriers of society, we've decided that, hey, if that guy is crazy next door, then I don't want to go to knock on the door and introduce myself into crazy. If that guy's crazy, you're getting crazy in your life whether you like it or not.
That's right.
Right? It's already going to be there. And so it's in intentional ways. Get to know your neighbor. Do you know his name? Do you know his dog's name? And those little things, begin to write that down.
It's the greatest safety measure in the world.
Absolutely.
Know your neighbors.
Awareness.
Awareness. Unbelievable. Sean Bailey and John Leslie, thank you for representing Apartment Life on the air today. Thanks for bringing it here. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. Check it out online, apartmentlife.org, apartmentlife.org. If you want to learn to live with intentionality and you're willing to plant yourself on the mission field of an apartment community near you, check these guys out online. Get signed up. I mean, seriously, I want these guys to get phone calls today from Jacksonville on the First Coast and from Lakeland, Florida. Look them up online, apartmentlife.org. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg. I'm a Christ follower. My workplace is my mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Psalm chapter 8, verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is a man that you are mindful of him? We need to remind ourselves that we always need to continue to strive to give God our best. But remember, not only the things we do or achieve for God, but even the things that we could imagine to do for God is limited compared to what the Father sees. What He can do with our lives and our resources far exceeds even our imagination.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.